I call the meeting to order, please. Thank you very much. We need to proceed.
There's no bell here. There used to be a hammer here.
This a bell? No.
No,
this is a chime.
Connected to something you don't know to what.
Dear delegates, we need to move on to item number 6. Five, I'm advised, 5. Recommendation 5. Is talking about a joint evaluation of the relationship between WHO and FAO and each other's support for Codex work. I'd like to note this recommendation, but also ask FAO and WHO to make comments on this recommendation. FAO, please.
Mr. Chairman, as I changed even the language, you see? Perdón. Como indicado por mi colega de la OMS durante la comisión del Codex, la FAO y la OMS tienen reuniones periódicas en donde se discuten temas relacionados con la gestión del CODEX y áreas relacionadas como es la provisión de asesoría científica y capacitación en materias del CODEX. En base a esto, continuamos con estas reuniones periódicas para poder mantenernos al día en las nuevas necesidades. Gracias.
WHO, please.
Vi arbejder allerede helt perfekt sammen med FAO. When everybody else can use their mother tongue, why can't I? And I will not translate that, although I know some Swedes in the room will probably know what I said. I think that the this is an important issue, but I also think that FAO and WHO have already initiated additional means to try to do exactly this by setting up a high-level management group. We don't have the best name for it yet, but we have the Assistant Director General from WHO and from FAO talking to each other in a group with technical participation about the strategic direction of the work in the Codex Secretariat, and I think that is exactly in line with this suggestion, whether there should be a new joint evaluation of the relationship. I would question that, because I think that we have looked at this several times, you know, with several outside people, and we have realized that there is a possibility for improvement, and we have initiated this management group, which I think is significant. And then, of course, FAO has moved their governing body to be in line with WHO. As you know, in many of these things, as long as FAO just moves in line with WHO, then there's no more problem. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. I would like now to have the feeling of the meeting about this recommendation, having heard from FAO and WHO, and then we move on. Can we say that we note the recommendation, But given that FAO and WHO has taken steps to have regular, actually joint regular meetings at high level, or can we say high level management has put in place a high level management group to discuss issues, to discuss codex related issues on a regular basis. This committee feels that for the time being that this may be sufficient in trying to realize recommendation number 5. The institution of the high level management group by FAO and WHO that has been in place, that has been put in place, would probably serve us in order to implement or in order to implement recommendation number 5. Is that fair conclusion? The explanation as given, the institution of the high level management group, is the, this committee satisfied that that is sufficient mechanism under this recommendation? I see nods, some half nods. Okay, so I think that's agreed. Let's move on now to the rest of the recommendation. Recommendation number 6, recommendation 7, 8, and 9, and 10. In discussing recommendation 2, we had a lot of discussion about these recommendations. In principle, we agreed to them. If you can recall our conclusion about recommendation number 2. However, earlier on in the discussion, there was an issue about proactive role of the Codex Secretariat in the standard setting process. I want this committee to make reference to our document, the consultant's report, on page 16, where this particular clause could have come from. Paragraph 51, page 16 of the consultant's report. This is in an attempt to answer that question that was earlier asked in the morning. What is proactive role? It is para 51 on page 16 of the consultant's report. Having made that clarification, do we agree as a committee to support recommendation 6? 7, 8, 9, and 10. Member for Asia.
Thank you. Well, actually, we would prefer the wording in recommendation 2, that is the daily operation, and to enhance their role in the standard setting process rather than proactive so and so. But anyway, if they are the same meaning, and also because we are told that we cannot change the wording of the recommendations, so I mean, if they are the same meaning, then we can accept. But still, I have some doubt about this communication to put public at large at the same level as communication with the members of observer organizations. You know, again, I have to tell you that there is no objection, or rather there is strong support for dissemination of information to the general public. But according to what has been done in the past, perhaps there's different weight for communication with membership and observer organizations and the communication with the general public. Thank you.
The floor is still open. Floor is still open. I've combined 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They are all targeted to the Secretariat. And in discussing recommendation number 2, there was a lot talked about them. But if there are specific issues that you'd want to raise, the floor is open. Member North America.
Thank you. Well, certainly we can support those recommendations. That, I think, is the easy part. The next question is, how do we actually do them? And do we have what it takes to do them? And if we don't, what do we need to have? And so I think I'd like to see some discussion along this line. And I'd, again, be interested in the Secretariat's view on where they are in terms of able to do this. Do we have the ability to do this? And if we don't, what do we need if we're going to endorse these recommendations? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Member North America. I think those are the action points. Now that if we agree to support, then what are the actionable areas that we need consider? But and before we do that, we shall also give the floor to the Secretariat to be able to tell us where they are at for these areas of concern by the members and where we need to move. I saw a flag somewhere. Member Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad, Argentina, estábamos viendo el punto 6 y me parece que una de las cuestiones en las que también debería avanzar el secretariado es en ordenar de alguna manera toda la información que hay respecto de los grupos de trabajo, porque la verdad es que los países en desarrollo que no le pueden dar seguimiento a todos los grupos o no quieren intervenir directamente en todos los grupos, tienen dificultades para acceder a toda la información. Y esta información debería estar también disponible como la de los comités, como todo el resto de la información de los comités. Con esto quiero decir, debería haber un calendario de reuniones, deberían ponerse a disposición los documentos en preparación, los comentarios de los países, de manera que cuando se llega a la reunión del comité, aun cuando no se haya intervenido directamente en un grupo de trabajo electrónico presencial, se pueda tener un mayor conocimiento de las discusiones o de las posiciones preliminares que tuvieron los países en estos grupos. Y esto, obviamente que podría ser pedirle mucho al secretario, no ni siquiera estamos pensando en que tenga el mismo formato que tiene la presentación de los documentos oficiales del Códex, pero sí que debería estar disponible y que las reuniones presenciales de los grupos de trabajo deberían estar en anexo o de otra manera conjuntamente o en anexo a las reuniones del calendario oficial del Códex, porque en la comisión hemos decidido la cantidad de reuniones que el Códex puede tener bianualmente. Y la verdad que aquellos países que no participan o no nos dan seguimiento a todos los grupos de trabajo presenciales, ni siquiera pueden saber si se está cumpliendo con ese número máximo de reuniones. Nos parece que por una cuestión de transparencia, toda esa información debería estar obviamente disponible. La otra cuestión es que coincidimos en que el secretariado, esperamos ansioso la renovación de la página del Códex, y de hecho, no, si van a habilitar una forma de poder hacer comentarios antes de que esté de manera definitiva disponible al público, gustosos vamos a hacer comentarios porque somos uno de los muchos miles que las consultamos a diario. Pero también nos parece que se deberían utilizar otras tecnologías para, o facilitar al menos otras tecnologías para ciertos grupos de trabajo o para adelantar, abrir foros para adelantar discusiones sobre nuevos temas que van a entrar en debate. Aquellos temas que se proponen como nuevos temas que quedan van quedando sin tratamiento y quizás a través de foros se podrían dar primeras discusiones informales, porque muchas veces la primer negativa tiene que ver con falta de información, con falta de comprensión de los temas y quizás utilizar las tecnologías disponibles podría facilitar un diálogo previo que posteriormente ayude a que la negociación sea más fácil y dinámica. Gracias.
Thank you very much, member for Latin America and the Caribbean, raised some substantial issues on timely availability of documents, timely availability of information, use of IT to find solutions so that members are able to participate effectively in the working groups and the Codex committees. Member for Nazwa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Just to support what the member for North America said in terms of input from the Secretariat on these particular recommendations, I think it might be useful, and I know we're short of time, but it might be useful for members to hear from the Secretary an update on their response to the recommendations. We'd note that in the paper that was prepared for the last session of the Executive Committee, that against each recommendation, the Secretariat provided comments, but there was also some action to be taken, including things like recruiting consultants to review the working methods of general subject committees, including recommendation 6, encouraging members to respect deadlines for submission of documents, etc. It might be useful for the Executive Committee to hear from the Secretary where they're at with some of those activities. Thank you.
I think let's pause there and give the floor to the Secretariat. As mentioned, this committee needs to be updated of where we are and where I want to be and what has been done, especially in relations to the challenges that have been identified in the recommendations. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will start perhaps with the specific intervention from the member for Latin America concerning working groups. There are different issues, one of information, the calendar of the list of working groups, which will physical working groups, there is no problem at all to provide this list. Only there are two issues, practical issues and procedural issues. We should be clear that working groups are one thing and committees are another, because the committees take the decision, they are the committees. But the calendar, there is no problem at all to prepare this list of physical working groups. In fact, we prepare it for the information of our colleagues of the Trust Fund Secretariat, because then they can see when they have requests from countries to participate in any working group, so they want to know in advance the list. Of course, we do that at the end of the year, but we do not always know exactly the dates of the. We do it by year, not by biennium, because of course committees meet every year, for example, so they will decide, and sometimes the committee decides that it will have a working group, but we have not the exact date. So we update it regularly, so that there's no problem to have this calendar, and then, of course, our experts on technology and with the Renew website, we would see where to place it, but it should not be too complicated to place for the calendar of the physical working groups that we already have. Regarding the comments within the working groups are working according to the procedure which is in the manual guidelines for working groups. So it's not managed by the Secretariat, it's managed by the country which is responsible, which is chairing or coordinating the electronic working group. It is something else. Also, there are two different things. That's physical working groups, they will meet. So you will have also the, as regards information, we will send on behalf of the host country or chair of the physical working group, the invitation. This is the standard way of working. They send to us and we distribute to all members and observers, because that's the procedure. Regarding the comments inside electronic working groups, that's managed also by the host or chair of these electronic working groups. It's not managed by the Secretariat, so that's another issue. And what is working document for the committee is the result of the working group and the comments which are asked through circular letter. So that's just to clarify. And we should not perhaps mix them, but as regards the information, there is also reference to the information technology, the way of working within the working group. Then, of course, we had very good example with the working group of the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, where Argentina had an interactive forum that was to facilitate the work, but it was something which was also according to the procedure, because it was electronic working group established by the committee, so that we can always use good information technology and means of communication, but on the assumption that we also follow the guidelines in order to ensure transparency. So that's also something we are doing. Regarding the presentation of comments, it's the same. We have the procedure for the moment. Of course, the comments are submitted in reply to the circular letter. They are placed in a comments paper, so that everybody gets the comments at the same time. It's working document of the committee that we can discuss further. It's perhaps not going into too much detail. As regards informal discussion, of course, countries can always have informal discussion. There are also some regional fora between the coordinators in the various regions, so that's also a regional discussion, and we had also contributed to that as part of our work, and that's also possible. But we also have to follow the requirement from the manual on in order to ensure that of course transparency, and that everybody has the occasion to participate. That was one. That was on the specific issues. On the recommendation themselves, yes. We had already replied, and perhaps we don't need to reply to the general issues, that some aspects really depend from the Secretariat and some others do not really depend from us. Like timely conclusion of letters of agreement, it really depends on how it goes through protocol of FAO, and it goes to the member countries. There may be some problems which are legal problems, difficulties. That will not be the Codex Secretary. It's not a question of resource or skills or whatever. It's a question that the procedure is like that. It may be difficult to conclude them. rigid management of workflow. We had also replied and timely availability of working documents. So perhaps it's much better to base any discussion on concrete data. And in that case, what we could do, because otherwise perhaps this discussion will come every time and we never have a concrete reply. At the end, for each committee, we can try to do it for some committees. We did it, but only on agreement between the secretariat and the host country, or just for information. We will put the date when we receive the documents and the date when we distribute it. So then you will have an objective data to see whether this is really because the secretariat has kept the document and not distributed it, or because it was not received from the working group, the country responsible, or whatever. In some cases, certainly it's our responsibility, and then we entirely agree that sometimes we are late with the documents. Regarding translation, that's another issue which is always raised, and we always take it into account, but we always say that the documents are not translated by the Codex Secretariat, so that depends either on the host country of the committee or on the translation services, NFAO. So that we could also put finalization of adopted text is depending, of course, on the secretariat. For example, now we have put almost all text have been updated and put on the website. So on that too, perhaps we would need to have some table and put release a date so we can see if this is really justified, if there is some improvement, or if it's still not satisfactory to the member countries. Similarly, on publication, when we mean publications, also we can, sometimes we publish, sometimes we don't, that's according to budget. So that some proposal to really put some objective data, like really what is the date, management of workflow, what does it mean, I'm not sure, but if it means the working documents, then we can put for each committee a table when we received the document, when it was distributed, and when it was translated. And we could do the same with the availability of the reports or with publication, and perhaps my colleague wants to add something on the, I think, technology and this website and what would change.
Thank you very much. Yes, for the website, what I had announced already last at the last commission, what we intend to do is to make the commenting more more electronic, make the website more interactive, so that comments could be placed directly through an interactive system in the website. And then, of course, it has to be decided, and I had some discussions with some members on that, but it should be a decision from the Commission, probably, how transparent do we make it. The IPPC, for instance, is doing something like that as well, an online commenting system, and each country can, when they provide the comment, they can decide whether this comment is immediately public, so can immediately be seen by others, or whether it remains closed until the date of submission is over, so that all comments can be seen only at the same time. So this is something that is a decision to take that the Secretariat cannot take at this case. There are some pros and cons for that. If you make it public from the beginning, it could lead to some kind of interaction already almost between people. Some people read some other people's comments and may even be motivated to send comments because they have seen somebody else's comment, because they don't agree or because they do agree. So that is in the making, that we are writing the description for that system now. And of course for us it would mean once we have the parts of the comments that could already be sent for translation, and hopefully that would increase the speed of the overall document being available at the end. But all that depends on the usage that is made of the system by people. And as I said before, the first test will be to provide everybody with a password to log in, to look and change only their own data. And then in summer next year, we hope to go this one step further and maybe on a pilot basis for some countries implement that system to see if it's functional, because it really has to work well and also be secure. We don't want some of the anti-codex people to hack it and suddenly to send comments on behalf of Australia, for instance. And so that has to be, security really is important once we make the system interactive. But there I count on our internal service, because our own systems for accessing our website and our internal file servers work very well. And they could do a similar system for our codex contact points and the observers. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Secretariat, for the update. We still have some questions to conclude this. And that's some of the questions that were put to us as the committee from member for North America. If we agree with these recommendations, which we have, I believe, the next is, do we have resources sufficient to implement these recommendations? Do we have the capacity to implement these recommendations? If yes, then we move on. If no, what should we do? Coordinator, Latin America and the Caribbean.
Gracias, señor presidente. Me parece que la cuestión de recursos suficientes o no, no nos corresponde al Comité Ejecutivo contestarlo, sino a las sino a la FAO y a la OMS. Y en primer lugar, para poder contestar eso, deberían ellos de tener un esquema de cuánto costaría. ¿Cuánto costaría esto y en base a lo que cueste responder? Pero no nos corresponde a nosotros como Comité Ejecutivo decir si existen o no existen los recursos. Ya dijimos que sí aceptábamos la recomendación de que la FAO y la OMS deberían de asegurar que hubiera recursos suficientes para implementar estas recomendaciones, pero hasta ahí es hasta donde llegan nuestras responsabilidades. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean. Member for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Adicionalmente, lo señalado por la coordinadora América Latina, creo que quien podría responder si están en condiciones de hacer estos planteos, estas propuestas que se han realizado aquí, en primer lugar es el secretariado, que sabe con qué medios cuenta y con qué cantidad de personal, qué cantidad de, no sé, qué es lo que realmente puede hacer de todo esto. Creo que buena parte del trabajo lo están haciendo. El tema es si pueden cumplir en tiempo y forma y si pueden desarrollar estas nuevas habilidades que se les ha solicitado.
Coordinator, nearest, please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. طبعاً إذا وافقنا على توصيات من 6 إلى 10 فيبقى على الأمانة وأظن أن هذا كما اقترح البعض الوفود يبقى على الأمانة تقديم برنامج عمل قصد وضع هذه التوصيات حيز التطبيق وما هي الإشكاليات التي تعوق وضع بعض التوصيات حيز التنفيذ. أظن أن بالإمكان اللجنة أن تنظر في هذا التقرير أو في هذا البرنامج في اجتماعها المقبل وبهذا نكون سيسمح لنا هذا التقرير من مناقشة برنامج العمل وجدواه من ناحية وكذلك التعرف على الإشكاليات إن كانت مسألة ميزانية أو مسألة مسائل أخرى ستقدمها الأمانة. شكرا.
Thank you, member for nearest. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Yeah, I think I would agree with the comments made by a member for North America and that for Near East. I think at the end of the day, it doesn't seem from the discussion so far that any everybody in this executive committee disagrees with recommendations 6 to 10, which are obviously aimed at seeking to an effective and an efficient Codex Secretariat. I think, picking up on the American point, I think the issue is how does the CCExec, if it's the CCExec's role, monitor progress against these recommendations, and what support can either the CCExec or the Commission give to the Codex Secretariat in achieving these. We could probably have a very, very long conversation going through each of these recommendations, and there's probably not time this afternoon. I think maybe we could encapsulate some of that thinking within, as a CCExec view, back to the Commission. But it does need further discussion, but I think it's more about how do we monitor progress and how do we support the Codex Secretariat in achieving these recommendations if we agree with them.
I think we need to note that we are doing work on behalf of the Commission, and that much as we are studying these recommendations, we are also supposed to make recommendations to the Commission. I believe once the Commission agrees with the Executive Committee, then I think the work plan and budgeting process should be able to be initiated from there so that resources can be put into the areas that the Commission would be identified. But member for NASWAP, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Perhaps I can just clarify what my initial intervention was. In response to the evaluation, the FAO and the WHO and the Secretariat all had an opportunity to respond. What I was asking for was that in the document that we saw at the Executive Committee or the Commission last year, which is Alinorm 09329B Part 2, the Secretariat had identified some actions to be taken in response to recommendations 6 through to 11. And I think that the thought behind what I said was that in order for us to not only support the recommendation, but to make a recommendation to the Commission, that it would be useful for us to know where the Secretariat was at with those actions to be taken. I think the coordinator for the Near East summed that up in saying that there needs to be a work plan for the Secretariat to implement those recommendations. And the member for Europe followed that up. And in light of, the time constraints, perhaps the Executive Committee could note those recommendations and also note the actions that the Secretariat has already identified to implement those recommendations, and request that the Secretariat provide us with an update at the Executive Committee in June. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Work plan, yes, we can always do. We already have another work plan in the discussion. We would just like to recall that this is not for decision here. It's for advice to the Commission. And of course, whatever the Commission recommends to FAO, WHO, Codex Secretariat, we are going to do. Now, as suggested also by the member for the coordinator for the Near East, this report, this work on the consultant's report, etc., lasted for some months, and then it was ended up with a report, distributed, discussed, etc. Now the situation has evolved. We are discussing now the recommendations. I don't think every time we should go back, perhaps for explanation, but what we are discussing is what is here. So if we need, we could put any reply or any explanation from the point of view of the Secretariat of some of the action already taken, especially as regards the website that we did not expect for final decision. We already started to work. It's in the budget and quite precisely set in the budget. We have already spent on this upgrade of the website and improving communication. So some issues we have already concrete elements. On the others also we can put some concrete elements to see whether it has improved or not, or what needs to be further improved, so that we can prepare some report which would not be very long, of course, but on the areas on which we can reply, and that we can to have also some objective data, as I mentioned earlier, and that we can provide to the next. I'm not sure if it's to the next executive committee or to the next commission, because if we decide at this session to make recommendations to the commission, then it goes to the commission. I understand we would not rediscuss it a second time or another time in the executive committee, but that's up to the committee. So that we can prepare in any case this this report or some update on what we propose to address some of these requirements, so that we can prepare for the next session of the commission. Thank you.
I think there has been general support for the recommendation as presented. We have also noted that since the evaluation, there have been certain actions that have been put in place by the FAO and WHO on one hand, but also the Codex Secretariat. I think what the members of the Executive Committee is requiring of the Secretariat is not to rediscuss these recommendations, but receive information on those action points that have been taken, so that these together can go as recommendation to the Commission. And depending on the outcome of the Commission, then action will be taken as appropriate. Do we agree to that conclusion? Thank you very much. It has been a long discussion. I thank you very much for your understanding, but it is an issue that is critical to our work, and therefore we needed time to thoroughly discuss it. Member for North America, please.
Thank you, and I apologize. We were sort of trying to sort through where we ended up here. I recognize that there are certain responsibilities that and obligations or certain rights that we have, what we can do. So I want to make sure I understood. I thought that the representative from the Near East had recommended that we endorse the work plan and that or the we endorse the recommendations and we ask for a work plan to be presented at the next meeting. I'm not sure which meeting because I don't know I guess I'm not as clear on the procedure, but I think we're looking for some as much action as we can have before the next meeting. And my thought was that we could have a work plan for, I guess it would be the commission. Is that something that we can ask for?
That is not my understanding, because our job is to recommend to the Commission. And once the Commission endorses, then that's when the work plan issue should be put in place. But let me have clarification from the Secretariat. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I think that was what... What we discussed earlier, work plan, no, because it's not work plan, perhaps it's a question of the word used, but it's not yet been decided by the Commission. And as I said, we can prepare a report on indicating in some of these areas what action is underway or what is the situation now or what has been improved or what can be improved, etc. We can provide some concrete data to the Commission for further decision and consideration. But this is not yet decided by the Commission, and it was really mentioned at the Commission that the decision should not be taken by the Executive Committee, that it should provide advice, but the decision will be taken by the the Commission. So we'll prepare any information that can be used for further decision, as I mentioned earlier. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Secretariat. Chairperson Hulebeck.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Listening to this debate and understanding the need of everyone in this room to draw this discussion to a close, what I'm hearing from the interventions from the coordinator for the Near East, from Southwest Pacific, from North America, Latin America, and the Caribbean, I think is observations have been made that there is a general sense of support for recommendations 6 through 10. There was an observation that indeed there had been a management response to those recommendations previously, and that the question was asked, can this executive committee ask for an update to that response. Now, that in itself doesn't constitute a work plan, but it is a step towards, if I understand the interventions that have been made, what would form the basis or what could form the basis of recommendations by the executive committee to the commission. And perhaps, if I understand the interventions that have been made, the request is that the Secretariat provide an update to this response. Is that correct? That be done and presented to the next CC exec, and that the CC exec would then use that information to formulate a, if possible, a recommendation to the Commission. Is that, or did I capture it, or am I missing some key element? I'm trying to draw together these various voices that I've heard. Thank you.
I think that your understanding is correct, except that we shall not reopen the discussions on the recommendations themselves in the next executive committee. Member Nazwa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Madam Chair. I think that you did explain quite clearly what three of us probably failed to explain clearly. I've got a suggestion for some text that might help us out of this before 6 o'clock. The Executive supported the recommendations and noted that the Secretariat had already identified in Allenorm 09-32-9B Part 2, actions that could be taken to implement these recommendations, and that the Executive would look forward to receiving an update to those actions, which might take the form of a work plan. This, I think, captures what we were trying to say, but it also doesn't add any recommendation to the Commission, which is also, I think, where we were at, but it also notes that we support those recommendations.
Is there any contrary view to that recommendation? Secretariat? Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chairman, if we are to prepare this report or this document or however we, however it is mentioned, perhaps we can have some latitude of present it in the way that we consider it should be presented. So that was why we would not like to be tied up by something that was decided or prepared almost 1 year ago. That's one item. We can note that there was already management response, but if you mention management response, it means not only the Secretariat, it means FAO and WHO. That also, we need to be clear. If we call it management response, or if you call it work plan or whatever it is, which related to the resources, that we would have to redo it, Secretariat, FAO, and WHO. What we were mentioning was to provide an update, and also if it says work plan, it means we are not allowed to say what has already been done. So it remains very little for us to do on a work plan on something which has not yet been decided. What we proposed to do was to put updated information on what has been done in what is considered to be proposed to facilitate discussion. Like we have some information, as I mentioned, we mentioned earlier, on what is started to be done on the website, for example. So that's perhaps that would not be what you need. That's for us to tell us, but that would be something which was more an update on the information that is relevant to these to this recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are we clear on the way forward? We have generally agreed on the recommendations. Six up to 10. We have noted that there have been some work that has been done by the FAO and the Secretariat after the consultants' work. This executive committee has requested the Secretariat to provide updated information on what has been done since the report was concluded, that this information be availed to the next executive committee in June, that this information, together with our recommendation that we have made today, will be forwarded to the Commission for consideration, and thereafter, the Commission will decide on the next steps. That is what I've captured from the discussion. Member for Europe.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Can I just draw your attention, the member for Latin American Caribbean has had her flag up, so you may want to invite her to take the floor before me. Oh, you're saving it, are you? Okay. Having listened to the proposal from the member for Southwest Pacific, I thought that was that summed up quite nicely the views around that I'd heard around the committee. There may be. The member might like to reflect on some of the terminology if the Codex Secretariat has issues with the wording, such as work plan. But I think what was suggested summed up the discussion that I'd heard in their case. I hadn't heard reference to FAO, and I think this is around the CCEXEC's view of the recommendations, which you correctly surmised we agree with. I think the issue is the way forward. And again, I think the proposal from the member from for Southwest Pacific kind of neatly captured that. But maybe just changing a little bit some of the wording around work plan or things like that to find some better wording.
I think let me clarify before I give the floor to member for Latin America and the Caribbean. There was a procedural issue which the Secretariat clarified, and I'll give the Secretariat to clarify again on the issue, and then we can move forward. The issue of having the information to form the basis for the work plan before consideration by the Commission is where we are having some procedural issues. But Secretariat, please, if we can clarify that before the member for Latin America and the Caribbean takes the floor. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We can provide perhaps more than work plan for one item, which is a website, because that's what was already started, irrespective of the recommendation, in fact, because we knew we had to do it anyway. So that would be, we can, on that we can provide a clear timetable, perhaps even of on the different steps, as was already explained by our colleague here. So on that one, it perhaps be it can be called a work plan. On some other issues, it's not really the same. I know that we put the recommendations in block. In fact, we have not even discussed at all seven. We had discussed in the beginning, but not as such, which was not clear to everybody. But we have discussed six. On that, I mentioned we could provide some update or also some clarifications and some data relating to the committees, which will take place between now and the Commission to facilitate the discussion. So in that case, it would not really be a work plan. You can call it a work plan, perhaps more as regards the website and information technology. But thank you.
Member for Latin America and the Caribbean.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad he bajado la banderita porque no quiero interrumpir esta discusión, así terminamos con el tema, después hago el otro planteo, porque si no, si me permite, la vuelvo a levantar una vez que terminen con esto. Gracias.
Thank you, member for Latin America and the Caribbean. Member Nazwa.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, and thank you to the Member for Europe for clarifying my use of terminology. The only reason I mentioned work plan was because that is what the Member for Near East had mentioned in his intervention. We didn't mention the management response. All we've sort of talking about is the actions that have already been identified by the Secretariat, and yes, that was probably 6 months ago, 8 months ago. But some of those actions are quite important, and I think that it's important that we don't lose sight of the fact that they have already done some work. And so to shorten perhaps what I said before, the executive supported the recommendations 6 through 10 and noted that the Secretariat had already identified in ALANORM 09-32-9B Part 2 actions that could be taken to implement these recommendations, and that the executive would look forward to receiving an update to those actions already identified, or you can finish it just with update to those actions. We're not asking for a work plan on how you're going to implement these recommendations. I think we're actually acknowledging that you have already taken significant actions and supporting that view, and I think it's important that the Commission also be advised of that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think that clarifies the whole issue. We thank you very much for your contribution. I'm looking at the clock, slowly ticking away. Agenda item number 6.
Oh, I thought she had put it now. Disculpe, señor presidente, en realidad no quería interrumpir la discusión porque me parecía importante no cortar el hilo de manera que se pudiera aclarar qué era lo que pretendía cada parte. En estos dos días de reuniones hemos discutido mucho respecto de las funciones del secretariado y recién haciendo una búsqueda rápida, en realidad en el manual de procedimientos veía que no estaban delimitadas específicamente las funciones del secretariado. Sí está cuáles son las funciones del Ejecutivo, de los órganos auxiliares, de la Comisión. Sin embargo, hemos tenido a lo largo de estos días, cada vez que planteamos un tema, debates respecto de los alcances del trabajo que puede o que no puede hacer el secretariado. Me pregunto si no sería posible, en esta tarea que estamos que hemos discutido de respecto de las actividades del secretariado, que se enumeraran y se unificaran en un solo cuerpo cuáles son las funciones que debe cumplir el secretariado, de manera que no tengamos futuras discusiones y que en el momento que se considere oportuno y se evalúe si esas funciones del secretariado podrían ser parte del manual de procedimientos también. Gracias.
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That seems to be then a different discussion of what we have been discussing so far. I think in regarding the evaluation, which was started in 2002, there was also quite a lot of discussion in that regard. But referring to the procedural manual there, on the as regards the secretariat, in the step procedure, it says the secretariat arranges for distribution, things like that. So it's mentioned, there are the functions of the secretariat are mentioned in several places in the procedural manual. Now perhaps we will not go through that really in detail because that's a new question that was just put here. But also in the guidelines for subsidiary bodies on the operation, there is question on distribution of the documents, duties of the Codex Committee. It said that the host country secretary works with the Codex Secretary. So there are a lot of these information in the letter of invitation to be prepared by the secretary, etc., in consultation with the chair of the committee, pro-issue by Director General. There are a lot of invitation should include. There are a lot of things, provisional agenda to be prepared with the host country, organization of work. There are a lot of these explanations, of course, in the procedural manual, in different sections of the manual. So perhaps now we cannot go through all of that in detail, but there are, and of course, if any country wants to propose any addition or any clarification, that can always be done as usual in the Committee on General Principles. But there are quite a lot of elements, so we are not working in without any direction, of course. Thank you.
I think the member for Latin America and the Caribbean has raised an issue, saying there is no consolidated information about the role and functions of the Codex Secretariat. Well, the consultant is not here, but I think he attempted to say what the Secretariat does. But maybe as the Executive Committee, we may wish to consider this further before we make any recommendation. It's a valid point. And as you can see, we try to look from bits where Secretariat is mentioned. But I think it would be nice to have role and functions of the Secretariat somewhere, either as a guideline or as information, so that we are able to be guided, especially whilst we are talking about the Secretariat. Question is, maybe this is something that the Executive Committee may wish in the future to consider and make a decision on the way forward. We cannot, as of now, go into that. So we need to really to consider it maybe in the next Executive Committee and give guidance on how that should be handled. Member for Europe.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I notice a representative from WHO is consulting with their legal person anyway. But looking at the procedural manual, the staffing of the Secretariat is supplied by FAO and WHO. So I'm not quite sure whether that's within our remit or not. But it's probably something worth considering, but I think we need to take advice from FAO and WHO before proceeding any further with that suggestion.
Well, I have two flags, one on the left, one on the right. I'll take the right flag first, WHO.
I thought it should be women's first.
No, my right is important.
While I do understand that it might be helpful in some ways of having all the different tasks described or some terms of reference for the Secretariat, I would also maybe warn a little bit that if we get into long discussions about what the text should then be or into very rigid description of exactly what the tasks are of the Codex Secretariat, we are setting ourselves up for maybe difficult times in the future, because who knows in 5 or 10 years what the work will look like. It might look totally different because things will be more easy in other ways that we don't understand at the moment. So I would maybe warn a little bit against trying to be too rigid in a description of what and how the Codex Secretariat should work. And I don't think we don't have a similar, very detailed description of how the WHO Secretariat should work to support WHO's work. I don't think we have very detailed description like that either. Thank you.
FAO, please. Flag is down.
Gracias, señor presidente. Solamente para decir que, en principio, es decir, que estamos de acuerdo con lo expresado por nuestro colega de la OMS en el informe del consultor en el cuadro número 5. Lo que tenemos es una descripción de las tareas de la Secretaría del Códex en general. Son las tareas que tienen que ser, unas que son conocidas y otras que el consultor mencionó eran un tanto desconocidas. Después, a nivel de, desde el punto de vista de gestión, a nivel de la FAO y la OMS, lo que hay son las funciones de cada uno de los puestos, la función del secretario, las funciones de un nivel P5, un nivel P4. Pero la flexibilidad es importante. Tenemos aquí un resumen de cuáles son las tareas vinculantes actualmente. Y creo que mucho de la discusión que hemos tenido el día de hoy han sido reflejadas aquí.
Member for Latin America and the Caribbean. Do you have any response or proposal, given the explanation that has been given by WHO and FAO?
Yo no tengo una respuesta sobre el particular. Lo que digo que por una cuestión, tengo claro que hay innumerables funciones de la actividad del secretariado que están mencionadas dentro de los distintos documentos que se han incluido en el manual de procedimientos. Pero en realidad de lo que estoy hablando es de 4 o 5 puntos básicos que deberían ser las funciones generales del secretariado y que de la misma manera que decimos el comité ejecutivo es el órgano ejecutivo que reemplaza a la comisión cuando esta no se reúna, deberíamos también decir, el CODE, el secretariado del CODE no está para tomar decisiones, está para la tarea de distribución, de comunicación, de gestión, etcétera, etcétera. No me parece que eso sea coartarle las alas al secretariado en función de la evolución que pueda tener el CODEX. Independientemente de eso, el manual de procedimientos lo cambiamos sistemáticamente todos los años, con lo cual, si hubiera que agregarle funciones, perfectamente se puede hacer. Pero me parece que, siendo que el secretariado tiene una función importantísima, porque es el alma mater del CODEX, sin el secretariado ninguno de nosotros nos reuniríamos acá y no sabríamos de qué discutir, me parece que mínimamente se podrían definir las funciones esenciales para incluir el manual. No estricto, pero sí las esenciales. Gracias. El propio secretariado, independientemente de la intervención de los miembros, podría elaborar un documentito de base de cuáles serían esas funciones que engloban todas las actividades que realizan. De manera de que en el próximo comité ejecutivo se pueda debatir el tema y se ponga a consideración de la comisión si está interesada o no en desarrollar este documento. Gracias.
Sorry, but this is a very complicated issue given that Codex is a rule-based organization. So we normally have to seek some middle of the road between procedures and legal issues. You have heard from FAO and WHO, but let's hear from legal WHO on advice on the way forward, and then we should close this meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. So this is a major issue. What a secretariat does for an organization or for a program, I mean, normally the function, the main function of a secretariat is to support either the organization on, in this case, the program. If, and as already told by the secretary, the functions are randomly, so not in a consolidated way, indicated in the procedural manual. I will further check on this, about the possibility of creating something. I mean, this is also a policy issue. It's not, I mean, it is a decision up to the member states. But what I would say is that secretariat, the main function of a secretariat, it's supporting the program or the organization itself. So this is the general function, and I don't know FAO basic documents, so basic rules, I don't know them, but as far as WHO rules are concerned. We have not such a detailed explanation of what the functions of our secretariat are. So in a way that it's my understanding, the member from the Latin American Caribbean would like to propose for the Codex Secretariat. Hope this clarifies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Secretary, please, Madam Secretary. Tom?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Just to say that, just supporting what just was said by the legal service of WHO, if you look at paragraph 5 of Rule 3, officers in the procedure manual, it says that the Directors General of FAO and WHO shall be requested to appoint from their staffs of their organization a secretary of the commission and such other officials likewise responsible to them as may be necessary to assist the officers and the secretary in performing all duties that the work of the commission may require. This reflects exactly what was said by the legal service of WHO. And that has served very well for the last 50 years or so. Of course, we can try to write something up, but it might take us a long time and not serve a big purpose. Thanks.
I think we need to close. I think we have heard from FAO, WHO, and the advice of legal. It may not be possible at this time to consider it more effectively, maybe at a future date, especially when we get more information on this. I want to thank you for the time and the discussions that we have held. I must say that we are running behind time, and I apologize on that. We hope that tomorrow we should be able to start at 9:30 and be able to run through the other items on the agenda. Thank you very much and have a good evening.